The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and bring up anything you want. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Lots to talk about here tonight. We've been talking about ladies' topless equality. That was earlier. Also, the IRS cracking down on a business lady after 40 years of no problems whatsoever. All of a sudden, the IRS swoops in and seizes her the contents of her bank account. She had to mortgage her business and do another number of other things that were very desperate.
Max out the credit cards.
Yeah, desperate financial moves just to keep the business afloat. How the hell is she going to have the money to hire an attorney? Did she bring an attorney on? Was it the IJ? Did IJ take her case, did you say?
The article doesn't say whether they did or not. It just sort of transitioned from talking about her to talking about the Institute for Justice and some of the statistics that they have, because the Department of Justice doesn't keep any.
You know, it would be great if IJ could take a bunch of cases, but there's a lot of cases they have to turn down just because they only have so many attorneys, and there's way too many people getting screwed over in the system.
Right.
We've had cases here in New Hampshire that I thought would have been appropriate for IJ, and sometimes you can't even get a call back. You know?
There have been cases that I've thought would have been great for the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union. But again, because, you know, limited resources, limited funds, and limited personnel, they have to respectfully decline.
So, and our rights are trampled all in the meantime. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, here on Free Talk Live, it's Ian.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
So we'll, of course, take your calls about anything. We've got some other court-related news here tonight. In fact, Ellen, you've got a story about an international court case of the Pirate Bay co-founder being sentenced to, was it 40 years in prison?
Oh, no, that's an overstatement.
Oh, really?
It's 42
I'm sorry.
Months.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 40 years. Okay, so it's a little bit better than 40 months. Still, 40 months is 3 years, plus three plus years. Is
almost three and a half
years. Yeah, I don't know what the good time rules are. Where is this? Finland?
Denmark, actually. Okay. Yes. This is posted on Reuters.com. Pirate Bay co-founder sentenced to 42 months in jail in Denmark. Yep.
Tell me more.
His name is Gottfried Svartholm.
Svartholm, I think.
I'm not sure how to pronounce it correctly. I know I just butchered it, but I'm sure I'll just call him Gottfried.
All right.
A co-founder of the Swedish file-sharing website, The Pirate Bay, was sentenced on Friday to 3.5 years in prison in what the prosecutors called Denmark's biggest ever hacking case. Gottfried Varg, 30, also known under his hacker alias Anakata, was found guilty of hacking into the mainframe of IT provider CSC in Denmark, accessing the Danish civil registration system and local police's criminal register in 2012. When sentencing, the court of Frederiksberg in Copenhagen said the attack was systematic, intensive, and took place over a long period of time. It said in a news release on Friday, a significant amount of highly sensitive personal information had been downloaded in the hacking campaign. See, what would his intention be in getting this information?
That's what,
is what I'm wondering. I don't think it says anything about that in the article, so if either of you would have any idea about that, I'd be interested to know. Varg's accomplice, a 21-year-old Dane who successfully applied for his name not to be made public, was sentenced to 6 months in prison for complicity. That's what it... Okay.
Yes.
I thought there was another syllable there. In a hacking attempt made by Varg in February 2012, but walked free from the court as he had already served 17 months in pre-trial detention. The Pirate Bay, launched in 2003, provides links to music and movie files stored on other users' computers. Swedish subsidiaries of of prominent music and film companies had taken the company to court, claiming damages for lost revenue. So, of course, people already dislike the Pirate Bay because it, you know, it's a copyright infringement, according to most people.
But he's not going to prison for his operation of the Pirate Bay. According to Wired.com's version of this story, he'd actually already been imprisoned for his operation of the Pirate Bay. Svartholm was, that's how you, in my opinion, how you pronounce his last name, Gottfried Svartholm, was previously convicted in 2009 on separate charges for operating the file-sharing service where pirated movies and other material were traded. He was sentenced to just 1 year in prison in that case and had completed that sentence when these separate hacking charges arose. Now, I'm not real sure what CSC exactly is. Some sort of U.S. technology firm that was partially acquitted. He was partially acquitted of other hacking charges in Sweden, but he was found guilty of hacking into these CSC servers, some sort of U.S. technology company. So what is CSC, and for what reason would this guy be interested in hacking their servers?
Well, this article from Reuters also says that he accessed the Danish civil registration system and local police criminal registers. So he may have been, you know, just trying to find info on the government employees.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting that they've busted him for that after the fact, and that he only spent a year in prison on the Pirate Bay thing. I would say it's kind of good news that he only did a year's time for being the operator of the Pirate Bay. That's certainly more preferable than what may happen to Ross Ulbricht, the man who's been accused of running a different website, the Silk Road, which is, of course, where you can go to purchase all manner of illegal drugs and fake IDs and things like that. Ross Ulbricht is looking at the rest of his life pretty much in prison.
Right. I'm guessing that it's a lighter sentence, or it was a lighter sentence, just because it has to do with copyright laws and not so much physical items. But the article goes on to say, Varg has been in pretrial detention in Denmark since November 2013 when he was extradited from Sweden after serving a jail sentence there.
Oh, man.
In Sweden.
Never got out of the clutches.
No. Varg has been convicted for copyright theft due to his involvement in the Pirate Bay and separately for hacking the mainframe of IT consulting firm Logica, which did work for the Swedish government and a bank.
Mm.
Just a bank. It doesn't specify which. Varg was arrested in Cambodia in 2012 and was extradited to Sweden to face the charges there.
Oh, yeah, I remember that story.
Hmm.
It's terrible. I don't think that... it's true that hacking into a private server is a private property violation. There's no doubt about that. But is this company working with the feds? You know,
they're actually working with the Danish government, according to Newsweek. Offer the hosting for some Danish government agencies.
Yeah, so in that case, you know, if you're talking about monkey wrenching the state, I don't have a problem with it. It doesn't bother me if somebody hacks into a state server, you know, if they do some sort of meddling that could cause problems with the state's databases and things like that. The state's going to take that real seriously, obviously, and they're going to punish you pretty heavily in certain cases.
And it doesn't even say here in the article the IT consulting firm Logica was working for the Swedish government. So it's clear, I guess there's public knowledge that this firm was working for the government. So,
I don't know. How do you guys feel about this? I mean, should he be going to prison for this?
I don't know. This is kind of a rocky ground to stand on, you know, because...
What's the damage?
There is no damage, necessarily, but I know, like, if I have personal information stored on a database, I don't want people reading that unless, you know, I've given them permission to access that. Whereas, it's just hard because the government takes this information without asking permission, so who really owns this information now?
Well, and based on, and I'm not sure what the Danish copyright laws or, you know, the Swedish copyright laws are, but I know in the U.S., anything that is created by a government is not copyrightable. So, you know, they can't get him on some sort of, you know, copyright sort of thing for copying files.
On the other hand, though, Daryl,
they could get him for, like, unauthorized access to the files.
Right. I mean, it's true that maybe you're right about the copyright, what you said, that they can't copyright things, but they can enforce their logos. Like, if you take, a government logo and start using it on your own paperwork, then they'll get upset.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up whatever you'd like. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More crazy court news. Might as well stay on that topic here since there's all kinds of nuts things happening out there in the so-called justice system. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Alan.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Coming up, another disturbing story. We talked about the pirate, the Pirate Bay founder, who is now going back to prison. Actually, he's never really left prison. He was getting out after what he thought was going to be getting out after being sentenced to a year in prison for operating the Pirate Bay.
How did he make it to Cambodia then? Because he was arrested in Cambodia.
Yeah, initially he was hiding out in Cambodia. Then he was taken to court on running the Pirate Bay, sentenced to a year, apparently, for running the Pirate Bay. And then before he got out, like as he was thinking he was going to get out, apparently they then transferred him over to Denmark, was it? Where
Sweden.
Where he's now faced further charges and has now been sentenced to three or four more years in prison. For hacking some sort of security agency in the United States, a private company that apparently contracts with governments. Not sure exactly what they do for them, but that's the detail that we have. Now, in a related story, another infamous website, the Silk Road. I mentioned this a little while back. We never got to the story, and I think it's really important to follow the Ross Ulbricht story as closely as we can. It's a very important case. Ross Ulbricht is the man who has been charged, one of the men, who has been charged with running the Silk Road. The Silk Road is an underground website. It is available on Tor, which is an anonymizing system for the Internet. Some would allege that Tor is not good at what it does, but others would point out that, you know, thousands of drugs are for sale right now on the Silk Road, and they are being bought and sold every single day in fairly large quantity, and those people are doing it safely. However, the operators of the site were taken down last year when the FBI investigated. They ostensibly found the location of the server, which is supposed to be a secret, and we still don't know exactly how they went about doing that, but there's some suggestion that there was some kind of bug on the front page of the website that they exploited.
The EFF has a lot of info on this, and from what I've read about it, the tactic that the feds admitted to using would be considered hacking if you or I did it.
Yes, of course.
Where you repeatedly put in a bad username and password and hit enter, and somehow after a while it will ping the location. It'll give you the IP address.
Yeah, apparently there was some sort of leak on the front page of the website. That's the allegation.
The FBI admitting to repeatedly putting in usernames and passwords, but saying that none of the info that we put in was false.
Well, they're also making the claim, in my understanding, when they were responding to the motion to dismiss in the Ulbricht case, were essentially saying that, well, you know, it's another country and he won't admit that it's his server, so there's no protection for it.
Right. The Fourth Amendment doesn't apply because he didn't admit guilt for the Fourth Amendment to apply.
And because it was in Iceland or something like that. The server.
Right. Yeah, they're doing all of these weird trickerations, which leads me to believe that if I say that I have a privacy interest of every inch of the Internet, regardless of its location, does that protect me from any sort of thing to where I wind up getting a charge?
I suspect it wouldn't.
Probably not.
But there's an update in this case from the Daily Dot. We'll get into that here in moments. We've got James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Minister Perry.
Whoa, pretty loud there, James. Can you back off from your phone just a little bit?
Minister Perry, I'll try to speak softly then. I'm a big fanatic of your 2-hour-long monologue every Sunday. I listen to it whenever I can. And I'm thinking that because you moved to the New Hampshire to save the world, I'm thinking that's why you don't take phone calls. But maybe that's just me.
No, I at the beginning of the show, I did take phone calls, but then there were people that were calling in that didn't want to have actual conversations, so I just decided to stop answering the phone when it rings, because it's kind of hard to, screen a phone call and do the show and make sure that, commercials are lined up and other things.
You do run a one-man show. I mean, just so you know, Daryl does a show called Peace, Love, Liberty Radio on Sundays on LRN.FM, and you have no producer.
Right.
There's you and the automation system. So if you were to take phone calls and screen them, you'd have to do it during the breaks, and usually you're doing other things.
Right. That's what I'm hooting and...
But some shows don't take calls. I mean, that's just the way they go.
Right.
Not every talk show is a call-in show.
Well, that was a very long answer, so may I attempt to engage in dialogue with you three about a certain how you've turned this Orwellian animal farm commandment, no animal shall wear clothes, on its head, literally? I mean, Orwell kind of predicted the de-evolution of man.
What are you talking about?
Well, about Ellen, I just want to start off then, if I may, to clear things up. Ellen, my mom and my sister and all the women I know in this world don't think you have a right to walk around town without your shirt on, because it's they're not progressive, and they don't think that they think that the difference between man and animals is that we must wear clothes when we go out in public, including women with that have breasts.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's not what separates humans from animals. Like, clothing
really
does not grant people magical abilities to be intelligent. I mean,
magical
that's what separates humans from animals is our intellect.
Right,
and our ability to
and
live in a peaceful state and not have to fight each other all the time.
I'm not talking about fighting, Ellen. That's another conversation. But again, are you familiar with the no animals shall wear clothes, and how somebody, James in Arizona, not to
mention... Yes, I remember reading that book in high school.
I know, not only James in Arizona, Ellen, but hundreds of millions of your fellow Americans think that you should wear a shirt when you go out in public.
Hundreds of millions of Americans think women should have tops on.
Well, you know
I
can do whatever I'd like to do, and I'm not hurting anybody else by doing it. Not to say that I would ever do that, but yes, I'm serious. I'm
then
not
let me ask you,
going
let
out
me
and axe murdering anyone.
A question then, along those lines, because I know Ian Freeman that you're sitting with has also suggested that nobody should have to wear clothes in public. He's actually said that would be his dream come true in Liberdopia, where you guys all dream of one of these days being a wonderful utopia where men don't have to wear clothes.
Are you going to ask a question, or are you going to ramble?
Yes. I'm not rambling. I'm commenting, and I'm going to ask a question to Del W. Perry. So I'm sitting at the park with my family, and I have a 17-year-old daughter, Daryl W. Perry. And you're walking around in the ideal Liberdopia you guys all dream of to change the world, and you're not wearing any clothes. And you're being a healthy, red-blooded male, find my daughter to be very attractive. And so that thing that Ellen isn't aware of, because she doesn't get it, that can happen to a guy in a nanosecond without...
Hang on, James. I don't know what you're getting at there. We'll hang on to James and bring him back here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. Let him ask his question. You take control.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the number, and that is brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Earlier in the show, we're talking about topless equality, and we actually have a call from James in Arizona that was actually worth holding on to. I thought, at least on this one, I don't know, Daryl, you may disagree, but I think James is asking...
We'll see where he goes.
I think he's asking some interesting questions. He's certainly taking a position that is contrary to those of us on the show here tonight, and, you know, I don't mind a good discussion, and I think that this may spark one, because, you know, all of us on the show think that people should be free to be topless if that's what they want to do, but James says hundreds of millions of Americans disagree with us and think that women should keep their tops on.
Well, there are probably hundreds of millions of Americans that support dropping bombs on people in Iraq and Afghanistan and Yemen and Syria and probably want to do so in Iran. That doesn't make those people right. It just means that there's hundreds of millions of people that have an opinion.
So let's get, bring James back online. James, you were in the process of asking Daryl a question. Can you just briefly recap what that question was, because you didn't quite get through it?
Well, if we were engaging, if I may, in Aristotelian dialogue, Aristotle himself would tell Daryl W. Perry he just switched the subject It's called a non sequitur when you go on about what other – but I did cite that hundreds of millions of civilized human beings in the country that you live freely and speak freely on the public radios – thank God for the U.S. military, Darrell W. Perry. New Hampshire is never going to be invaded. By the way, if I may jump on what you just said about the military. But don't worry about that. You're free because of them, in spite of what you do.
All right. Do you want to change the topic here, James? Because I'd really prefer you stick with your first topic.
I'm commenting on Darrell W. Perry, who should change the topic, right. Ian Freeman.
Go ahead. Would like to hear your question for him now.
Right. In your ideal libertopia, New Hampshire, I'm at a Keene Public Park having a lunch with my 17-year-old daughter and 16-year-old boy, let's just say. I want to ask Ellen this same thing, but Darrell W. Perry is expressing his freedom and not wearing any clothes, and he gets what the Beavis and Butthead call a stiffy when he sees my daughter. What kind of parental rights do I have to do in response to a pig sporting wood in public because he's nude and expressing his freedom?
Well, for one, I wouldn't walk around naked in public.
It's a serious question.
Just because I think that, you know, somebody should have the right to do so doesn't mean that I would. And I want to turn this around. Hold on, James.
Somebody else named Darrell W. Perry.
Hold on, James. I want to turn this around and ask you a question. You're the one saying that humans must wear clothing. How much of the human body should be covered when that person goes in public?
I'm bringing you back. Go ahead, James.
Darrell W. Perry just inverted the question, just like I suggested. The first thing out of my mouth is that you turned the dictum on its head, literally. Okay, I didn't say, didn't talk about what you must wear, but I did say that women don't have the right to go topless in public.
What about a man? Does a man have a right to go topless?
Okay, that's another Orwellian. What do you call it? A gender equality? That's hilarious.
Does a man have a right to go topless?
Orwellian. On a beach? Yep. And not in the courthouse where you guys have been a lot. Or,
what about walking down the public street?
Yeah. And I don't think
So a man has the right to go topless? What about a woman?
A girl that sports wood in public when
hold on, James. I'm not real clear on how you think on this. So you're saying a man can walk down the public street topless, but a woman cannot? Why?
And this is a shock to you?
Why?
They're not the same thing. That's why.
Why? What? Because a woman has more. She's got.
Because women are different than men.
Okay, women don't grow facial beards. Does that mean that men have to cover their beards now or shave them? They're different.
This is a subject, Ellen, and may I respond to that in another way, because I'm trying to get through to your hoping that magical little light bulb in your head goes off, that it's different.
Yeah, we're totally
going to
become prudes because of what you say on the air. Go ahead.
It's different when you walk down the street with no shirt on than when James the Wit does. Because a 16-year-old boy that I might have will sport wood if he finds you attractive. And so
well, I'll just walk away then.
And they'll Google at you.
Isn't this more of a...
Thank you,
James, for the call tonight. I'm not tired of that. Now, isn't James really projecting here? I mean, isn't he really talking about himself? Because, I mean, if it's... Why would it be that if Ellen or any other lady were walking down the street, any other attractive lady were walking down the street topless... Why would that be more likely to make someone sport wood, as he is talking about, as opposed to a woman wearing an attractive bikini or some sort of a form-fitting outfit?
I mean, right. Sometimes when people are slightly covered, the imagination takes hold. And
absolutely.
You can think of something better. Than, like, if you were to see naked women all the time, you'd become desensitized to it eventually.
Yes. I remember when I was like 12 or 13, you know, going through that puberty stage and like, looking at the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue was enough to arouse me.
Wow.
So, you know, like, if it were something, you know, there are guys going through puberty, I'm sure if they see somebody in yoga pants, they might get a little aroused. Mm. So why is it really different of, you know, like, not wearing a shirt versus wearing a very tight shirt to where you can see all of the anatomy?
It's ridiculous that, you know, and in his position, of course, he wasn't answering the question very well about, well, why is it okay for a man to walk down the street without his shirt on, but not a woman? Oh, well, women are different. Women are different. Well, what's so different about it? I've seen men with boobs. You know, if you've got enough, if a man has enough weight on him, he will have the equivalent of breasts. So how is that different? He's got nipples. She's got nipples. Is that what the...
Because one's more attractive.
Right. It's all subjective.
But aren't there... would James say that ugly women should be able to walk around without their shirts on, but the women that James finds attractive should not be able to because he can't control himself?
Or what about women that have no breasts or very small ones that aren't even noticeable? They look more like men.
Honestly, I don't really want to know what James thinks about it.
You know, like, there's just so many different variations of this. I don't see how any of this could be applicable. Like, how are you supposed to restrict this? Especially since it's
government
not,
violence?
You know, right. Like, if I'm walking down the road naked, let's say, I'm not doing anything to anybody else. You know, I'm just being there. I'm just existing. Yep. And, you know, if anybody, you know, has a reaction to that, it's not
it's
really...
It's all in their head. It's all their fault. Any sexual response to nudity has more to do with the person responding than the woman or man who happens to be nude.
Right, and, because I'm not doing anything to cause that.
Right.
My question still stands of if people are, you know, to be required by law to have on clothes, how much of the body must be covered? Can you cover everything except for the areola, or, you know, like,
we're talking about
have only the areola covered?
With pasties on.
Yeah, with the nude feminists in Paris, like, how much of the breast is offensive? Is it just the nipple area, or is it, like, if you can see the curvature?
Some interesting statistics here from YouGov.com. And this is from this year, the study they did. Now, it's not clear what the methodology was on this, but, Daryl, you said you believe this YouGov site is legit?
I believe they are, based on other polls that I have seen them do, and I've seen them cited by reputable places.
The latest research from YouGov shows that most Americans, this is sad news, most Americans, 58% of them, support having different laws on toplessness for women and men, laws which almost always prohibit women from being topless in places where men are allowed to be topless. Support for having the same laws for women and men is highest in the Northeast, where we live, where 40% of people support having the same laws compared to just 26% in the South.
Interesting.
Yeah, so a huge discrepancy there. But
it's the puritanical values
of the South.
No, in the Northeast is where the Puritans lived, Ian.
Yeah, but you're wrong because the Northeast is where 40% of people support having the same laws compared to 26% in the South. So the South is more puritanical than the North on this. Do you follow? 40% of people in the Northeast.
Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract and is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. There's still time for your call and thoughts if you dial in now. Toll-free, 855-450-3733. Some more interesting numbers from this YouGov survey. We'll give you those in a moment about topless equality. What do Americans think? At least 1,000 of the Americans that were surveyed by YouGov.com. We'll get into that here in moments. First, back to your calls and thoughts. Think Fish is with us in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live. Think Fish.
Good evening. My first comment is for James. Really, a 16-year-old boy, all they need is a pulse to sport wood. It doesn't matter if anyone's naked or not. All they need is an imagination and a heartbeat. But I don't understand why this has to be an either-or issue. I think it's a matter of whether it's appropriate or not. Would you want teachers in school to be able to teach topless? No, it's not appropriate. But if you're consenting adults in, say, a nightclub specifically for that, I don't see a problem for that. They have smoking and non-smoking sections in restaurants. Why can't they do the same thing? I mean, it doesn't have to be
private property. You know, private property, you can set whatever rules you want, obviously, for people. But the question for me is really about in public. You know, walking down the street, for instance, being at the beach, at a swimming pool. But I just think most importantly, walking down the street. If I want to go somewhere from point A to point B, I have to generally go on some sort of public street. Why should I have to put on a T-shirt? Most people wouldn't be upset because I'm a man, according to these results, but women.
The businesses that you're going to go into, for the most part, are going to have signs that say no shirt, no shoes, no service.
That's correct. And so I'm fine with private property rules, but what if I want to walk to the park?
Yeah, and you know, in the summertime, I see men walking around without shirts on all the time, and I'm pretty jealous of that because it's, you know, it's hot out. Nobody wants to be wearing clothing.
So what do you think, Think Fish?
Well, I mean, as far as men walking around, I don't walk around without a shirt because, quite frankly, my rack would be the envy of most women.
okay.
See, there's that, but too. There's also personal limitations. Not everyone's going to choose to do it.
Right.
But I think sometimes it's in areas you would have. I mean, if you have families, I don't think young children should be exposed to that, but I also
to
think
men with their with, well, just to clarify what you're saying. You don't think children should be exposed to men topless?
No.
Interesting. So, do you think that
the male body is disgusting?
Well, I guess that's your opinion.
Here, here.
Now let's clarify something else. Would you make it illegal, or are you just sharing your opinion about the male body?
I'm just making it my opinion. I would never infringe on someone to show their disgusting body, but I think there's a time and a place for things. And
fair enough.
I don't think it has to be an either or. I think there's room for compromise. I mean, sometimes it's appropriate, sometimes it's not.
Good call, Thank Fish. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And, yeah, according to this YouGov survey, Americans think that it's appropriate in different places. So, for instance, being at the beach or at a swimming pool, Americans may be more likely to support toplessness in places like that as opposed to inside a fast food restaurant, for instance.
Ew. I wouldn't even
Walmart.
Want to be. No.
The topless people of Walmart. That needs to be a website.
Or in a public transport, so like on the city bus. Now, just a quick summary here of some of the results from YouGov.com. And I'll put
and read those again because I was kind of confused about some of the numbers. Reading.
So they broke this down in a lot of different ways, and it's an interesting survey, and I'll post the full link here, and you can dig through the 15 pages of data and kind of absorb this. But the basic info here is that most Americans, 58%, support having different laws on toplessness for women and men, laws which almost always prohibit women from being topless in places where men are allowed to be topless. Support for having the same laws for women and men is, interestingly, highest in the Northeast, meaning that there would be no discrepancy between being a man and a woman. Now, that doesn't say that the laws would allow for toplessness in the Northeast. It just says that the people in the Northeast say the laws should be the same. Whatever the laws should be the same. Whereas in the South, 26% say that the laws should be the same.
See, and what threw me off when you were reading these numbers was the initial way you read the number, it made it sound like you were reading the percentages of people that thought that the law should be different.
Right. Now, I was reading the number for the people that think it should be the same, at least the second two numbers. The first number, 58%, are the ones that do support it.
Right. And the way most good survey people put their surveys out is they make sure that they report the same thing consistently so that, you know, every percentage you see is going to be for whatever the first thing that they say. So in this case, 58% say that there should be a different law.
Now, perhaps unsurprisingly, says the survey summary, that men are much more supportive of women going topless in public.
Of course they are.
Than women are. 54% of men say they think it's acceptable for a woman to go topless on the beach, compared to only 25% of women. Women overwhelmingly think that it is unacceptable for them to go topless at the beach or swimming pool, while men tend to say they would be more than happy with that. Men and women are more likely to agree when it comes to other places, however, with most men and women disapproving of toplessness at parks, gyms, fast food joints, and on public transport, though even at these places, men tend to be far more forgiving of female toplessness.
So let me speculate as to why I think fewer women support women being topless
jealousy.
At the beach.
Yeah, can you
jealousy.
Please? Because I am personally offended that so many people are against, you know, people making choices about what they wear.
You don't want your boyfriend ogling all those other attractive women that aren't wearing tops.
What am I going to do about it? He does it anyway.
But there are a lot of women who would come at from that perspective, don't
right.
you think?
Yeah, I'm sure they would. But, I mean, jealousy is not just grounds for, you know, making laws and controlling other people.
Mm.
Like, if that were the case, then you would, you know, make every other pretty girl that you're jealous of stay home all the time.
Burkas. Mandatory burkas.
Not allowed
for
to drive.
For everyone.
No,
men,
I just find
women,
it offensive
children.
Because nobody chose to be born with the body that they have. I mean, yes, there's choices they make that make them look better or worse depending on their diet, what they, you know, grooming habits, that kind of thing. But it's not, like, I didn't choose to be born a woman with breasts. Like, that just happened to me. And the fact that everybody's telling me, well, you have to wear clothes now because, you know,
somebody might sport wood.
Yeah. That's,
some 16-year-old.
We know it's not your fault, but you're special, so you don't get the same rights as the other gender does.
So there's more interesting, when you actually open the survey up, you look at the 15 pages here, it's interesting data. You just skip ahead to the ninth page, topless women on the beach. Question was, do you think it's acceptable or unacceptable for a woman to be topless in the following locations? And when you look at the numbers here, 54% of males say it is acceptable, 25% of females say it is acceptable, but when you break down by age, things get interesting. 18 to 29-year-olds, so millennials, basically, 52% say it's acceptable. So that's men and women. And then you go down, or you go up in the age category, 30 to 44, people at that age range, 46% say it's acceptable. 35% for age 45 to 64 say it is acceptable for a woman to be topless at the beach. And then people over the age of 65, 21% say that it is acceptable for a woman to be topless at the beach. So it certainly seems like millennials, the younger generations, are more accepting of topless equality. Do you think that the millennials who are currently in support of topless equality, will they become prudish old people in 40 years?
Probably, because... You know, like, most of the time when people are picturing in their mind, like, you know, who they're most likely to see topless wherever, the older people are probably thinking, like, I'm going to see other old people and I just don't want to see that now. Whereas the young people, they're like, yeah, like, I want to see all these college chicks walking around topless all the time.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you could claim it's something to do with age granting wisdom onto people and being like, well, you know, all these naked people is really distracting. Maybe it's better, you know, we'll be more civilized and focused if we all wear clothing. And, you know, maybe it does have something to do with the hormonal
youth. Look at a lot of the Mediterranean areas of Europe where it's totally acceptable to walk around on the beach topless.
Right, and both men and women do that, actually,
yes.
Topless and bottomless.
Now, it's interesting.
Somebody, a famous guy on a beach in France that I went to, named the elephant for obvious reasons.
So, one more detail here from this study. You go to the topless men page, big changes in the numbers, right? So 91% say that's acceptable across the board for a man to be topless. But when you look at the ages... 65 plus, 100% of them say it's acceptable for a man to be topless at the beach, but 18 to 29-year-olds, only 83% say.
They probably misunderstood the question.
I don't know. It's also, it just goes down in age. So 45 to 64, it's 93%. 30 to 44, 91%. And then 18 to 29, it's 83%. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you familiar with our movies on the U.S. Constitution featuring experts like Ron Paul, Edwin Vieira, G. Edward Griffin, and Pat Buchanan? Movies such as Fiat Empire, Original Intent, Cultural Marxism, Corporate Fascism, and Moulin Labbé. Want to become an associate producer on our seventh feature documentary, Midnight Ride? Simply go to midnightride.us and donate what you can. Midnightride.us.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.